Check. Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hey and hello, good afternoon to you, Southwest Florida. How's it hanging today? We are live and local for the next 4 hours, 2 to 6. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Our phone number, as always, is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's also the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. You can follow me at Twitter, at CraigESPN. Follow Pete Shepard at PSHEP326. Follow the station at 99.3 ESPN. We are very excited to kick off the college football season, even though it doesn't start for 67 days. Phil Steele will join us. The ESPN college football analyst and the Phil Steele college football preview magazine is out. He'll be on with us at 4 o'clock. Things not going well for OJ on Twitter, as you might imagine. And because of the NBA parade yesterday and the Stanley Cup parade over the weekend, we're doing parade trivia for Wikipedia coming up in the 4 o'clock.
Wow.
Hour. With all that said, good afternoon, Pete Shepherd. How are you, sir?
Well, better than the Knicks. The Knicks have declined a recent trade offer. This just happened. Yeah, that would have sent the number 3 overall draft pick to the Hawks in exchange for the 8th and 10th picks.
Ooh. So that'd be better in Atlanta, not better than the Knicks.
Yeah, but...
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unnecessary shot at the Knickerbockers.
Yeah. It's just the fact that they get shot down.
Nobody wants to go there. They don't know what to do with their draft picks.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to change.
Pelicans might... They were similar
guys
to that.
Been so off base on your NBA hot takes the last couple days.
Dead on. And why not?
It's spot on.
So far. LeBron's
puppet agrees with me 100%.
Who's
about
that?
The Lakers.
Who's that?
Brian Windhorst.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was another statement about LeBron I will share with you from an ESPN analyst. I'm not going to tell you who it is until I tell you about it. We'll do all that. It's just.
I'm not going to tell you who it is until I tell you.
Well, you might be able to guess who it is based on... Okay, well, we'll do that in just a minute. As you heard, Chris, he's ready to go.
Yeah, he is.
Time now for our first SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris!
As you heard Pete just say, the New York Knicks have turned down a trade offer that would have sent the 3rd overall pick to Atlanta in exchange for the number 8 and number 10 pick in Thursday night's draft. And so I'll get some soccer stuff right here. The U.S. will get their Gold Cup underway tonight, 10 o'clock on FS1. And former UEFA president Michael Platini was detained in Paris this morning in connection to alleged corruption in the 2022 FIFA World Cup bid that was awarded to Qatar over better bids.
I got a question. So I'm just sitting here thinking about that. I just heard about the Knicks thing when you mentioned it. Both of you did. This is a top 3 heavy draft. The Knicks have the 3rd pick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why are they drafting? Why would they want to move down?
They don't. No.
The
Atlanta wanted to move up.
Yeah.
The Knicks turned down the trade offer.
They should have.
Yeah.
I misunderstood that.
But the Pelicans, according to Jonathan Givony of ESPN, they are the Pelicans considering the possibility of trading the number 4 pick for number 8 and number 10. According to him.
Well, again,
is that smart if you give up the same thing?
Well,
to move to 3 or 4?
When you've already got number 1 in your back pocket, I mean, in a top 3 heavy draft, you have 4. Maybe it makes sense to pick up 2 in the top 10 to give up.
I know the Celtics are also thinking too. They have 14, number 14, 20, and 22. And I know they've been, you know, they're all getting here all sorts of nonsense, but they move up to the 4th pick and take Garland. Art of Vandy.
And Celtics, something I didn't get to here, reports this morning that Kyrie is ghosting the Celtics.
Stay classy, Kyrie.
We could have guessed it. And then Al Horford not picking up his player option for next season. $30 million that he's foregoing.
That was expected.
To become an unrestricted free agent.
That was expected.
I think that's a salary cap adjustment.
All they're doing is restructuring. He's going to be there for a – he'll retire his Celtic. They're just restructuring that deal.
I know.
I hope not.
I think
they are.
I'm like Chris. I'd hope not. Yeah. I hope he's going to bolt. Want to go to L.A. for less money. Nope. You know. No, I. That takes a lot of stones to turn down a $30 million guaranteed. I don't care who you are. That's a move. All right, let me throw this at you, and you can maybe guess who said that. And first of all, tell me if you agree with this statement. This comes from an ESPN basketball analyst. He said that Anthony Davis and not Dwayne Wade will be the greatest teammate LeBron has ever had. I think that's true or false, first of all. I mean, that's really belittling the career of Dwayne Wade, whom you won two championships.
My first reaction is going to be a wussy neutral reaction, which is
could be.
Let's wait and see.
Wait and see.
I don't know. I think it's a little. I won't say irresponsible. It's so media now to say something like that, to just disrespect the way those two had what they did. To just start throwing that out there.
Well,
because
even prior
Davis.
To that, I mean, go back to the 06 season playoff run where Wade put that team on his back and won an NBA title.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of media people. The stories like this happen, and I don't know what analyst said it. So
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay. Will it surprise me?
No.
Okay.
Chris, first of all, I mean, so you disagree with the statement as well, or do you want to take a Pete Shepard wait and see?
Initially, yeah. I mean, I guess.
Potential. You want to throw the potential in
there?
Yeah,
I mean, well, I could be wrong if the Lakers go on and win the next three titles. Like, I think that would be correct. But as of now, I don't think you can say AD has been better than Dwayne Wade.
Now, Pete, your comments were that was so media now and disrespectful.
Well,
who do you think the analyst was?
Well, you're talking about a talk show or an analyst? You're not talking about like the Max Kellermans of the world, right?
Bingo.
Oh, well, that's, you know.
That's exactly who said it this morning.
It's just moronic. I mean, that's what I expect. And I didn't see it. It's just exactly what I expect out of him.
Who was it?
Kellerman.
Max.
I mean, come on. That's him. That's the hot tip. I mean, that's just.
So hot, he's got to put his sunglasses on.
Was that what that was all about last week?
I don't know.
He had his glasses on a couple days.
I don't know
if that was before you were gone or when you were still here. I never got an explanation. I even Googled it, tried to find it. Why was Max Kellerman wearing sunglasses on TV last week?
Nothing, huh?
Nothing. Nothing.
But it's so easy to say. It's just like saying, you know, oh, the Raiders are going to have the best Derek Carter, Antonio Brown. How do you know? I don't know.
No.
I don't know how that's going to work
different.
Out.
A little different.
Well, no, but you know what I'm saying? But it's
more Odell Beckham and Baker Mayfield, but yeah.
You could go that way, too.
Is it that outrageous of a statement? Look, that statement in 5 years from now, I think, could be true. Could also not.
He's got to win like two titles to make it true. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's a lot to say about Anthony Davis. Is a great player, stays healthy. That's still a big question for a lot of people, is him staying healthy through the entire season.
Now, we always talk about LeBron always needs a shooter to compliment him. You know, he's never really had a dominating big man ever. I'm kind of curious to see how that works. You know, Anthony Davis can do a little bit of everything out there.
Was Chris Bosh a poor man's Anthony Davis?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That sentence was coming out of my mouth. I'm like, okay, Chris Bosh was a bigger guy, but more of a wing guy, right?
Well, not in Toronto, but when he moved to Miami, he had to kind of change his game up, but he was also the number three versus AD will be the first or second scoring option on that team.
Now, Kevin Love was a post guy in Minnesota. Then he came to Cleveland and he became a perimeter guy.
Yeah.
So, I don't
know. But perimeter guys are going to be the key to this Laker team succeeding. They have room to find couple.
Yeah.
I mean, in the $10 million, like we talked about yesterday. But they, you know, it's currently constituted. You got a couple of superstars, 2.5. But not a lot of depth. There's still a work in progress here. So, we'll see.
I was a little surprised that we've been talking about how Houston's coaching situation's been going on.
They have a coach?
Well, they do have a coach. I don't know for how long. And, you know, another coach that was a lame duck going in, the Pelicans, was Alvin Gentry. He was kind of a lame duck, too. And they just kind of quietly announced that they extended him last year.
I like Alvin. I like him, so I'm glad they did.
They make the trade first, and then they're like, okay, let's take care of our coach. I thought it was kind of weird. And they're going to get super young.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, Alvin Gentry's got a lot of, you know, established veterans at this point. Kind of feels like he's on borrowed time and they'll want to upgrade for Zion after 1 year. That's what it feels like to me. I don't know how married they are to him. I wasn't a huge fan of Alvin Gentry when he was coaching the Pistons. Alvin Gentry's coached every team in the league.
Yeah.
Or been an assistant on every bench in the league. No question about it. But anyway, I found that interesting, an interesting move yesterday. Pete, there's all this. Anytime you look at the talking heads on TV, there's always a graph about the free agency. Of course, the NBA draft is Thursday, and free agency technically starts on the 30th at 6 p.m. I think there's a compelling move out there, and Woj said that Kawhi Leonard is thinking more Clippers than Lakers, obviously, at this point. Mm-hmm. There's a pretty compelling financial argument for Kawhi to sign a 1-1 deal to remain with Toronto, 1 year and a 1 year player option. That would give him 10 years. He can sit here and try and repeat with a team that has everybody coming back. Lowry, Ibaka, Van Fleet, all signed. Siakam, they're all signed. Come back, make another run at it in the East, try to get the repeat, get to your 10 years in the league in 2021, and by then the salary cap will be higher. Then he could sign his max deal for mega money. I think it's a pretty good financial argument. It all kind of comes down to what Kawhi wants to do.
Absolutely. And the Raptors have a chance to get everybody back. They could have everybody back from last year.
Marc Gasol's the only one, and he's got a player option. Everybody else is under contract. Yep. They will have everybody back.
So that's something to consider. Or does he want to change his lifestyle and go out to L.A. sooner rather than later? I don't know. It's intriguing. It's one of the I don't know what's going through his mind. You know, this is where you know, it's hard to get into a man's head or woman's head in this situation. I don't know. What would you do?
Well, okay.
If you were him, what would you do?
In my mind, I've probably already got life changing money. No matter if I never play again.
Yeah, I think money is almost irrelevant.
So,
well, somewhat.
and I've already lived in L.A. Overrated. The smart play is to stay in Toronto for 2 years and then go to L.A. after that. But it all depends. I don't like the cold weather. I'd get the hell out of Canada, personally. So maybe, look, he's got to take $50 million less if he goes. I mean, he can do 5 years and 190 with Toronto, which he doesn't want to do, apparently. And he gets 4 years and 140 if he goes to the Clippers. But I don't know. It depends how important money is to you. It depends how much cold weather bothers you.
I won my title. I can tell you this.
You've won two titles.
I've won two
with
titles.
Two teams, two MVPs. You've got all the money you need right now.
I'm off to Sunshine and Smog. I'm off to Doc Rivers.
Okay.
I'm on to Doc Rivers.
All right.
But it's a I hope the whole city doesn't turn on him when he decides to leave. I think he will eventually.
They already gave him the key to the city.
Well, yeah, but that can they can come and take back that key very quickly.
What, are you going to change every lock in the city? Take a lot of time.
I think Kawhi could leave right now, tip his hat. I think he gets a standing O every time he comes back to Toronto.
I think so, too. I think most fans, despite the knuckleheads that cheered when KD, but the other fans, I think, get it that I think they're expecting him to leave, don't you?
Well, and especially that city. The Raptors, this is the most success that they've ever had. The Maple Leafs have gone how many years without hoisting the cup? Mm-hmm. They've gone how many years without making the playoffs?
The playoffs. They lose.
Bills fans up there?
The Argonauts, didn't they win a Grey Cup recently? Okay, I could be wrong about that.
You might have gotten me on the Argonauts. Once Ricky left the league, I kind of stopped paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ricky Williams, that is.
Ricky Williams, yeah. You mean Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, with Hamilton Tiger Cats last year.
Yeah, it's all Canada.
No, who did he go to? He went to Montreal.
Alouettes.
He went to the Alouettes.
Yeah.
So, traded from the Tiger Cats.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Masoli, I believe, was
dealt,
the quarterback there.
Was dealt. So the Caesars Sportsbook has the Field versus California teams. We're talking about how the Lakers were 7-2 favorites now.
Give me the Field
to win it all.
The Lakers aren't going to win it next year.
Lakers, Clippers, Warriors, and or Kings versus the Field.
Oh, give me the Field.
I'm feeling the Field.
Give me the Field.
Chris, are you wavering?
I am.
You went L.A. or not? No, obviously not Golden State because they're not winning 36 games next year.
They are going to win.
That's an established fact.
You're saying they can't go 10 games under 500. Think about that. They can't go 10 games under 500.
Five games
10,
under. Five.
Do your math. It's
five
40,
under 500.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm thinking 36 and 46. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, 36 and 46 is 82.
I'll take the field.
Right?
Yeah. But I think it's interesting.
Do you want to wait and see where Kawhi goes? Now, if he goes to the Clippers?
If Kawhi goes to the Clippers, you go look at the last three seasons where Kawhi was healthy.
Yeah.
Come on. His team, won the NBA Finals?
Yes.
His team was up by 20 on Golden State before he hurt his leg.
And I'm not sure how healthy he was.
He gets traded to Toronto, and then they win the final.
And I think he played very banged up in a lot of games in the postseason.
He sure did.
Particularly against Milwaukee and against Golden State.
Load management. It's going to be the key word for 2019.
Palenka's got a lot to do as far as, the next couple of guys he picks up for that 10 to 12 million or less. And those free agents, the Reddicks, the Bogdanovich, as we talked about, the Rosses, Morrises, Collison, those guys, those are going to be key cogs in this wheel of the Lakers if they plan on competing for a championship. I think it's just too easy to say it's LeBron and Anthony Davis. It's going to be automatic great chemistry, going to automatically get 55-plus wins, and automatically go to the Western Conference Finals. It's just easier said than done.
I think the heady play here is not to get lost in the clouds, trying to find that third superstar and then get beat out on everything else. Get yourself two or three good role players. Get working on it now and get them signed before you get beat out by everybody else.
But some of these people, some Palenka is this mastermind. What are you talking about? He had no choice.
Mastermind had to bend over and give up everything in order to get this one player.
Looking at the Lakers, though, we know it's not a hard salary cap league. They can go over the cap with certain players.
Right.
Looking at Kawhi's free agency, like you look at Clippers or Lakers in the same town, people think, oh, Clippers or Lakers, they'll spend the money. Well, not really. The buses don't have a significant income stream outside of the Lakers versus Steve Ballmer is one of the richest humans on earth who owns the Clippers. He wouldn't have a problem going over that luxury tax. I haven't heard anybody bring that up.
I'm not even worried about the if you're a Laker fan, here's what you got to worry about. This is why this right here, these next few weeks or maybe days are more important with these free agents that Ballmer just made. They can't wait till trade deadline and say, oh, we're going to package this pick. They can't trade these picks. Can't do it this year. Cannot trade the picks that they got. So those picks are done. So they're not going to have a lot of assets to trade unless it's people on the current roster. They cannot deal those picks that they got in this recent trade with New Orleans. So they better do the right thing. They better get some complimentary players in the free agency because wait till February.
What picks are they giving?
The picks they got from New Orleans. The later picks. The picks from that are next. The ones the Pelicans.
The Lakers gave the picks. The Lakers don't have any picks.
No, the Lakers don't have any picks. But I'm saying they can't trade it. They can't. That's what I meant.
They still have picks.
They can't trade. Second they round. Can't do it though. Yeah. They can't even give those up. They cannot trade those picks at all.
What they're going to have to build their roster with is a lot of veteran guys that are willing to come in for pennies on the dollar because they want to compete for a title.
But I'm saying any future seconds or firsts, or they cannot do that at the trading deadline this year. That's done. Can't do it.
Now, can we clarify once and for all, everybody talks about the luxury cap. The Lakers can't go over the cap. They can only do that on their own players.
Yes.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So they can't say, we'll just go over the luxury tax and bring in Kawhi Leonard.
No, that can't happen.
We talked about it yesterday all day for a million times. The only way it happens is if that Davis agrees to waive his $4 million, which he's not going to do. Why would he?
Well, I don't know.
He's not going to do it. And that the deal holds. Wait till July 30th instead of the. It's not.
The part that I don't think is going to happen.
Never.
And he can still waive the $4 million trade bonus if he wants to.
I don't think he will.
I wouldn't.
Why would he? I mean,
because he's going to sign a supermax deal next offseason.
Yeah, that's going to leave the Lakers.
What's $4 million?
Yeah, really?
I'm serious. What's $4 million to Anthony Davis?
I wouldn't give it up. But, you're right.
I don't think he's going to. I don't. I
just, see, and this is
a, for those who don't know, there's a 15% pay me thing if you ever trade me, and that's what he's.
And it's going to leave the Lakers with about $23.7 million in cap space.
See, and I'm of the belief that he'll waive that, knowing he's getting that supermax deal next offseason. It's $4 million. It's like a heavy tip for Anthony Davis. What is $4 million for a guy that's going to go on his second supermax deal? Like, it's crazy how much money this guy has in the bank. It's $4 million. Ask LeBron for a loan.
Sandwich bet.
Yeah, I'll sandwich bet that.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely no way either of us have inside information on this.
Witness.
Okay. Witness. Yep.
Witness.
I say he keeps it.
You better put that on a sticky, because people tend to forget about bets around here.
No, they don't.
Get the details mixed up.
Me.
When it's convenient later
Nuts.
On.
And it's looking more and more that KD is going to really roll the dice here on Kevin Durant, I think. I mean, the move they made yesterday, they cleared up. They have $43 million in cap space now.
Who just you say KD?
Brooklyn.
Was,
Brooklyn. I think Brooklyn is really going to, whether he plays next year or not, I think Brooklyn is going to be the team where KD ends up.
And that's with Kyrie.
And I think Kyrie will end up there as well. And the Knicks will get nothing. Well.
No, they will get nothing.
They get a good draft pick.
Well, they get RJ.
Yep.
Which whom I feel bad for now.
Yeah.
You know, we initially felt bad for Zion because Zion seemed to want to get drafted by the Knicks. And on draft night, it wasn't going to work out. Now I feel bad for RJ because there's nothing going on in that town. And nobody wants to go there. Think about
New York City?
Yeah, think about how things have
changed going on there,
in the last 30 days.
Yeah, but it's,
30
it's...
days ago, it was like, oh, we might get Zion. Kevin Durant's going to want to come here. We'll find some way to trade for Anthony Davis, and the Knicks are going to be awesome. Now, we advance forward to today. They didn't get the number one draft pick. They get the number three, and no free agents are going there. And they're back to, you know, Dolan.
I keep telling you that the prestige in sports about tradition, and the only I'll stipulate once in a great while, I think wives come into play more than anything. I think, you know, happy wife, happy life. I think that comes
into
play.
NBA players don't care about their wives.
Yeah, I'm talking about professional sports.
Care about their girlfriends.
I'm talking about professional sports in general. I think, with very few exceptions, does weather come into play anymore. I think it's about quality organizations that have a chance to win. I know.
They go to Milwaukee. That's a quality organization with a superstar player and a chance to win in the
East. Why is that a quality organization?
That's what everybody
says. They got lucky once in the draft. They haven't been in the finals since 1973.
But they'll be favored in the East again next year, one of them. They'll be in the top. They'll be one of the top three teams. Toronto should be favored again. Well, if Kawhi doesn't leave.
There's so much that depends on that.
But does Antetokounmpo stay there?
He says he wants to. Now, I'm of the belief that you can say that, but after the seventh year, you might get tired of it.
Yeah.
I will give you four words. Over my dead body.
Those words are worthless to me.
No, I'm not saying he won't stay there, but, you know, I don't care what any of these guys say.
That was the reason I said at the trade deadline last year, if you're Milwaukee, you should push your chips to the center of the table and go out and get Anthony Davis. It would have been 2 years, you know.
Yeah, two seasons.
One and a half seasons that you would have had him. Two postseasons you would have had him. And just see if this Giannis thing is going to work out. Those two together, you've got, what, 37 feet of arm length between those two guys?
Yeah.
It's absurd. That was the dark horse team that I thought, why isn't this team, a lot of good young players on that roster, why isn't that team pushing harder for Anthony Davis? You're not signing free agents to go to Milwaukee.
No.
It's not happening.
Woj just reporting Sacramento Kings forward Harrison Barnes declining his $25.1 million player option, becoming an unrestricted free agent. His agent, Jeff Schwartz, though, says that the 27-year-old and the Kings are open to exploring a new deal together this summer. Sounds like a Horford thing to me, but you never know. Harrison Barnes.
Hold on. NBC Sports just put out an article that says AD intends to receive his full trade bonus. I need to amend the sandwich bet. Pete had insider
information. No, I did not have insider information.
I thought I read it yesterday that it was unlikely that he was going to waive the $4 million.
I read that from last week, from the beginning, that he was probably unlikely.
All right.
No.
What sandwich bet?
What? I think you I think the rule on this show should be you have to the end of the segment that bet was proper to bail out. That's your out option.
There we
you
go.
You have an out. No, absolutely
like
not.
It's like a player option.
You don't welch on a bet like that.
You welched on a bet with me.
I did not welch on a bet with you.
Josh Rosen traded at the end of the first round. It was the second round.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't,
and I let you welch on that.
It wasn't the first round.
Do I owe you a sandwich?
Technically you owe me a sandwich, but I gave it to you, Pete.
No, I don't want
it.
Wait a minute. The second round is different from the first round. What are you talking about?
He said on Thursday, Josh Rosen will be traded to the Dolphins by the end of the night.
Right.
Josh Rosen was traded to the Dolphins on Friday.
Well, that's not the same.
But I gave it to him because you know what? It was close enough.
Oh, I don't think you should have gave it to him. That's not that.
No,
first
I'm not
round,
taking your
round.
Chat.
All right, then update the board. Pete owes me a sandwich.
All right, I'll owe you a sandwich, and you're going to owe me one, maybe. You got to wait to see what KD does. It's being reported right now, as it was earlier, that most people thought he was not going to give it up.
I don't like it.
So, Chris, this will update the board.
You were away. You've been away for a few weeks.
You are owed two sandwiches, then, Chris. What do you owe him in the first sandwich for? I have no idea.
I get sandwiches coming all over the place.
Yeah.
Wait till
Pete is owed three sandwiches according to the board, by Chris, I would assume. Chris won two now with today's adjustment.
Right.
They're all between you two guys. I don't get off the porch very often on the bed. I'm just waiting on my Jim Harbaugh to be the head coach on day one. That's worth a sandwich.
My two greatest accomplishments, I don't know which one I'm going to love more. Hugh Freeze out-dueling John Gruden for coach at their respective institutions, or Golden State winning 36 games next year.
Mm. Yeah, enjoy that Golden State ride. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
You understand? It's 36 and 40. They play 82 game schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They can go 10 games under 500.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need to do. Go 10 games under 500.
Did you see the lineup on the court in the fourth quarter?
I don't care.
That's their team next year.
That's good. That's enough for 36 wins. That's enough to be 10 games under 500.
In the West.
But it was the NBA finals we're talking about. Like, there wasn't a...
There was some momentum. There wasn't their regular season
No,
grind.
It wasn't a scrub team that they were going up against. It was the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
You know, you throw in their games against the Suns.
Right. Which I believe they lost to the Suns this year once. I think they were 1-3.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Suns will be better.
Will they? Will they?
You guys are really confident that Golden State is just going to be a contender next year?
What? Who? I just said they probably missed the playoffs at 10 games under 500.
I think they'll be a 500 team,
How do you misinterpret 36 and 46 to contender? Tell me how you come to that conclusion.
I respect Steph's game.
Right.
Like, he's still going to be the best player on the court every other night.
Right. That's one guy out of 10.
Yeah, it's regular season.
So if you're having a conversation about the show with somebody else, like tonight at poker, you're going to say, Pete thinks the Golden State Warriors are going to be a contender next year. And somebody to your right says, in the big blind says, well, what do you think his record is? Oh, 36 and 46. And that guy's going to say to you, oh, so Pete said 10 games under 500 is going to be a contender? How are you going to respond to that?
I'll say whatever I want.
You'll lie.
I'll say whatever makes me look good. Chris, you look confused. What's going on?
No, I just got a letter. De La Salle Academy is coming in next. We're going to present them with all their stuff from
here
our golf
today,
tournament.
Right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Oops.
I didn't know that.
Nice.
I didn't know that either.
For those that don't know, the De La Salle Academy were the beneficiaries, I should say, of our golf outing last month. And all right, cool.
So we raised over $3,500 for them, so they'll come in next and. There you go.
Fantastic.
All right.
That's coming up next. And Sound Street at the end of the hour. And don't forget, later on, Phil Steele will join us. So stay with us. Mm-hmm. We'll talk some college football.
Pick up some more lies in between now and then. Oh, my God. You can say about me.
Plenty of time. It's not lies, Pete. It's massaging the truth. It's marshaling evidence.
Hey.
To make me look good. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PChef326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Hey, don't forget, tonight is poker night. out at the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound track. Come on out and meet Pete and myself. We're there at 7 o'clock. And play some poker, have some fun. If you knock us out, you get a $100 cash bounty right there on the spot. It's a pretty sweet deal. Coming up in a few moments, I'm told we're going to be joined by representatives of the De La Salle Academy, who, of course, was the beneficiary of our golf outing. In fact, I think they'll be here in a few moments. We spent a lot of time talking about the NBA free agency as well. We've got Sound Street coming up here at the end of the hour as well.
Last night, Florida State fell victim to an unbelievable pitching performance by Michigan and fell 2-0, Mike Martin. But Mike Martin's Seminole is still alive. They will play Wednesday night against Texas Tech, and that will be an elimination game. But I got to believe most of the country is still rooting for Florida State. Michigan is one of the last teams to get in the college baseball World Series. But really the sentimental story is Coach Martin, the winningest coach in NCAA baseball history, and looking for his first, though, ever college World Series title. So the Noles are still alive, but, man, that kid from Michigan was on fire last night, a five-hit shutout.
They had not only great pitching, there was great defensive plays behind them, helped them out as well. All right, as you listeners know, and those that participated in our golf outing last month, we helped raise, you guys actually did, I mean, you guys were very generous out there, helped raise $3,500 for the De La Salle Academy here in Fort Myers. We're trying to get them some sports equipment and various things like that. James Robinson, their developmental director, is here with some people from some students and, of course, a parent and a teacher were there as well. James, welcome. How are you? Just step in front of the mic.
Right up front.
You're a theater guy. You know how this works.
I'm a theater guy, yeah. Very good. Very good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I brought Hannah and John back.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Worked all day that day.
That's
right. They were.
With their mother, Mrs. K, who's also a teacher at the school.
Yep. That's right. I remember you guys did a great job out there.
They were like the concierges. We were on the 12th hole.
Oh, no, I can't tell you how good these kids were. Going up. Everybody. I think literally everybody but maybe two golfers donated. And, $20 here, $20 there. They were great. You guys got a great future in sales, for sure.
Absolutely.
John, you colored your hair since I've seen you, unless you were wearing a hat that day. Are you getting a new look?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Looks good.
That's good.
Looks good.
This
one, too.
And Hannah, how about
you? Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Hannah's got some blue under there,
beautiful.
Too.
Beautiful.
You guys did a good job.
And they were putting pretty well, too, in some of the charity putts also.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Well, James, thanks for coming out that day and being letting us tour your place. You're getting your first tour of our. We got like six studios in here, and you guys got a little radio program.
We're remodeling.
Yeah, right.
We're remodeling.
Yeah. So, have you gone out and purchased the materials you needed yet with the money raised, or is that next? Or
no. Then we'll meet with Ms. Goldenberg, our phys ed teacher, and she'll go through and see what her priorities are. And
good,
you know, it's a huge help for us though, because this kind of stuff is not covered in our regular, operating budget.
So. You want to tell our audience a little bit about De La Salle Academy, kind of, a little soundbite, what it's really all about?
De La Salle Academy is a great school. It's a beacon of hope for kids with learning challenges that range from dyslexia to kids on the autism spectrum. We have grades 1 through 12, and all our seniors graduate with a standard diploma. It's a phenomenal place that offers on-site clinical services as well as a great education.
You guys gave us a tour when we first became involved with you, and Pete and I and Chris, we were all there. Very impressive facility. So if anybody's listening and wants to help out, I know you guys have a website you can probably promote and throw a phone number out there and help everybody. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. The website is DeLaSalleFM.org, and the phone number there is 239-245-8212.
Yep. Now, if I may, talk to the kids real quick, Hannah and John.
Yeah,
what are your summer plans? Because school's out, man. I think school's getting ready to end for the year.
Yeah, get right up to the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing this summer?
I'm going to Boy Scout camp.
Yeah?
Good. We're going to be whitewater rafting.
Ooh. That sounds fun. I've never done that. I'd be afraid to do that.
I would fall out. It'd be bad.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I fall down a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He gets hurt all the time.
Just playing golf. I can't imagine myself in a raft.
If you ever hear me solo on this show, it's because he's out hurt. Hannah, how about you? What are you doing this summer?
We're going to a road trip out west.
Yeah?
Okay. Really? Where?
Where are some of the places? We're going to Wyoming.
Yeah.
Wyoming.
Oh. Yeah. Like Jackson,
Colorado.
Wyoming?
Colorado.
Nice.
That's very good.
Wow, that's fantastic.
All right.
Yeah.
That's great.
North Dakota.
Wow.
You're
everywhere. Big driving trip, huh?
Idaho.
Man, you're hitting the whole midsection of the country.
My goodness.
10 days.
10 days.
10 days. Wow. That's a great, a lot of great mountain areas out there.
Yeah.
Right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
Seriously, I couldn't tell you enough how impressed we were with you guys and your demeanor. Yeah. You definitely both have futures in sales. In fact, maybe you can work here someday, sell some radio spots for our show. But
well, let me ask you, what do you like best about the school? I'm sure there's a lot, but what do you like best?
The kids that go there and the teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your mom's a teacher.
Yeah.
That works.
Everybody,
any of you ever have your mom as a teacher?
I did. I had her as a reading teacher.
Yeah? How'd that work out?
Pretty fine.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah? Wow.
I liked it.
Good. Good.
That's great.
Now, my mom was a teacher, and once upon a time, she was a substitute teacher, and I had her, and she was pretty strict on me. Didn't let me get away with anything in front of all the other kids, so that's why I asked. Well, listen.
You're such a rebel.
Yeah, I know. Well, you guys have a wonderful summer. Maybe we can do this again next year for sure.
Yeah, I want to hear about the trip when you come back.
Yeah, we'll hear about that.
Anything specific you're going to see? I mean, it's great country out there, especially in the summer when it's not snowing.
We're going to a rodeo.
Oh, wow.
Really?
In Wyoming or Colorado? Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Awesome.
Yeah. Rodeos are I came from Houston. Rodeos are big out there. They got like 80,000 people at them. They're incredible.
And we're going to Glacier National Park.
Wow.
Oh, that'll be nice.
I'm so jealous. I'm not doing squat this summer.
I've always wanted to. We're just talking about it. My wife and I tour in that part of the country someday. But
yeah.
And the summer's the best time to go.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. We're also going to a ghost town.
Really? Wow. That'd be cool. I've been on ghost tours before, but I haven't been on a ghost town. Out west, that'd be pretty cool.
Not going to Disney World on the haunted house doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count.
Good ride, though.
Yeah.
Great ride.
Chris just got back.
Chris goes every other week.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, James, so what's next for you guys? You got the summer.
What's coming up with the school? Any next year that you're looking forward
right now
to?
We have a summer camp going on through the end of the month. Then we have a month to get ready for the kids to come back in August.
Okay. Yeah. As I told you twice already, we are anytime you'll bring the kids by and see. Because tell her you actually have a little radio studio part
we
of the
do.
Curriculum there.
Yeah. Every morning, WDLS. Reports all the news and what's happening at the school every single day.
Yeah,
so that's great.
It's all all student DJs.
Cool. Well, they're all welcome to come here in August.
Absolutely.
Let's set up a tour. Bring them all by and. Show them how it's done on this end if you want.
Great. We'll do it.
Awesome.
You're more than welcome to have a tour while we continue on the air while you're here at the studios as well. But I want to thank all of you
for
coming
by.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Your partnership.
Have safe travels to the Midwest. That's going to be outstanding. Take a lot of pictures. I want to see a lot of pictures.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
De La Salle Academy. Check it out. It is a great cause. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Sound Street, Sheba to Shepherd of 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Well, we're going to start off Sound Street with a parade. Everybody loves a parade. In fact, we'll have parade trivia with Pete Shepherd and Wikipedia in the 4 o'clock hour.
I don't care for him.
I know. You're a curmudgeon. You don't like
I'm not
parade.
A curmudgeon.
Everybody loves a parade except Pete Shepherd.
Sports parades are different.
Kawhi Leonard said, I haven't heard this soundbite. It says, Kawhi Leonard enjoyed this season and it ends with fake laughs. I don't know. I haven't heard this. I know we're questioning what his future entails, whether he's bolting town. I don't know. Let's take a listen. Here's cut number one.
I just want to say thank y'all for walking me here after the trade with open arms, man. It made my experience that much better. This group of guys let me do what I do on the floor. Coach Nick let me do what I do. And now we got a championship. Thank you. And like they said, enjoy this moment, and have fun with it. A ha, 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 ha.
Yeah!
That's,
what the hell does that mean?
What did I read? So it's part of some inside joke.
No, it's bad.
Isn't it?
It's because everybody made fun of the way he laughed at what was that before the season?
That's what it was.
All right. Gotcha.
But I knew it was part of something that happened, inside joke type of thing or whatever. But,
I thought he pretty much almost
did
said
that. That sounded a little uncomfortable
to
you.
Yeah, I thought he was this close to saying enjoy it while it lasts. Well, I'm out of here.
I thought the fans would be going a little more nuts. I don't know.
Well, Kawhi's not the most flamboyant personality.
I know, but.
All right, Fred Van Fleet, after years of hate, and he said, hey, we delivered for the fans.
I ain't got a whole lot for y'all, man. I just truly want to say that you guys should really enjoy this moment. This is it's a very special moment, not only for us as an organization, but for the city, the country of Canada, and me personally. You guys kill us when we lose. You killed us when we got swept 2 years in a row. So you better celebrate
tour.
This for the rest of the summer. Until next year, we delivered. We delivered. Now it's your turn to deliver for us. Enjoy it.
Wow,
man.
This is not a warm and fuzzy parade. Are you kidding me?
No way, Kawhi. Forget it.
It gets more awkward.
Kawhi Leonard, no way is staying there. Bye-bye.
More awkwardness?
It does.
Here's broadcaster Matt Devlin, who MC'd.
Oh, jeez.
He interrupts the owner to announce that there's been a shooting at the rally. Let's take a listen.
This is for TSN, right?
Yeah.
There
we go.
Yeah, I don't know.
They put together a spectacular group.
I want to make sure everybody stays calm right now. Okay, please stay calm. I'm getting information that we're dealing with a situation that's not far from here. This is serious, and I wouldn't be here interrupting this without saying this. So if everybody, please stay calm. We're going to provide an update, and I apologize. We're going to provide an update in 2 minutes. Okay, so everybody, please remain calm. Just stay here. Stay together. Okay, we're here to celebrate, which we will. But I just want everybody to just take a moment. Please stay strong. There is an emergency that is being dealt with.
Four were shot. Three were arrested. Mm-hmm. Are you telling me that I can't believe this. If I'm packed in like sardines with 1.5 million people in the plaza or whatever that area was, also,
yes,
Matt Devlin says that without saying anything, I'm immediately thinking bomb threat.
Well,
I'm thinking, what?
Well, that's exactly
what
happened.
He gave me no information.
You had droves of Raptor fans, tons. They all fled right after that.
And he didn't say what it was.
He didn't say what it was.
That makes it worse.
Well, does it?
It might have been better to say nothing. What was the shooting? In the plaza or around the corner where they couldn't see it?
I think it was around the corner.
Then they should have said nothing. If the police had the situation under control, they should have said nothing. Because he said they're dealing with it. It's being handled. I'll update in 2 minutes. I would have said, but they probably feared that due to social media, the word would have got out.
In case you lost track of who was on stage at the time, was Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, president really, it's Prime Minister, Toronto Mayor John Tory, NBA Finals MVP Kawhi Leonard, and other Raptor players were on stage at the time.
And there's a shooting going on.
Mm. And Matt Devlin.
That is the most awkward parade I've ever heard.
Do I want to hear that from Matt Devlin? Or what do I not want to hear from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau? Should I not want to hear from their commander in chief?
Did he speak?
No. I mean, well, he might have. I don't remember him. Not then. That was all
was
Matt
he on
Devlin.
The stage then?
Yeah, he was on the stage.
Well, no.
So was Mayor John Tory.
No. Here. At that
Why was
point,
he not off the stage?
At that point, it is up to their version of the Secret Service to get his ass off the stage.
I'd have to go. I'm just telling you what the story says. And I think he was on stage when this happened because it was. I don't think he knew about it. Matt Devlin, I think, broke the story to the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, and to Mayor John Tory, the Toronto mayor. Kawhi Leonard. I wish there was a camera we could find on Kawhi Leonard after he said that. Getting the hell out of here.
I'm down. Godzilla sending in a text from the parade scene in Animal House when he makes the left-hand turn with the baton and takes them all into a wall.
Well, one of the funny scenes at the end of that is when the drum major wreck goes crashing through the window, like on the fifth floor of this like 12-year-old's bedroom.
Yeah.
And she lands on the bed unconscious. He looks up and goes, "Thank you, God." It's just hysterical. That's classic.
That is a classic. All right, when we come back, I still want to hear the actual LeVar Ball comments and whether you think it was overblown or whether it was some sort of sexual comment on the air. We'll take care of that in just a little bit. And in case you missed it, we spent a good amount of time on yesterday's show talking about how O.J. Simpson he's now on Twitter. and it's not going well.
Hey, Twitter world.
Yes, you can imagine.
That's going to be a new part of the show.
Yes, it will.
Yes, that's a new drop.
Because I'm going to read everything he does. He has his first non-video tweet today. Might be one of the dumbest things I've seen yet.
And one quick text from the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Of course, we just had Dave LaSalle Academy in here. We raised some money for during our golf outing. Locker room junk stepping it up early here today. Can next year's golf tournament raise money to send Roses and Bedroom Guy to Antarctica? One-way ticket, of course. Shots fired. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN
Cold
and the 99.3 ESPN app.